Episode 1835, Search Me, O Lord.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. Rise and shine. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday. Our cry today is, Search Me, O Lord. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, why is it that I run and hide from you? Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. That comes from Psalm 139, verse 23. Oh, how I can be so impatient. I want what I want now, only to be certain that it's not my time. I'm sorry for every day I leave you behind. I'm sorry for shutting you out. I'm sorry for taking you for granted. I don't know why I abandon your love. You give it freely, yet you don't owe me anything. How is it that I can mess things up so easily? I'm sorry when I just go through the motions. I'm sorry that I ignore your call. I'm sorry for pushing my agenda. I'm sorry for overstepping the boundaries. What I do know is that I need you more and more every day, not just when a crisis occurs, but in my everyday. Search me, O Lord, as I sit at your feet. In this holy moment, quiet and alert, nothing else will do but you. All I want is to know you more. Your presence is my comfort. Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Have you been calling on God only when you need him? He wants to hear your cries, but he also wants to know your celebrations. So much of our days are spent controlling what we want and figuring out how we are going to get it. We coordinate our every minute, leaving the beat of our heart behind, the spirit of life. Let God in more than just for a moment. Be willing to sit at his feet, waiting patiently on his direction. Talk to him more rather than demanding answers. We can really be rude to God. And as I was reflecting, I know there are times that I am just that, rude, ungrateful. Not that I mean to be, it's just that what? I'm going about my day in my manner. I don't stop long enough to breathe. You see, that pause gives us a moment to allow God to come in. We need to pause more often instead of running the wrong direction. You see, if we would incorporate more pauses, I bet our running wouldn't happen as often because God would be there to guide you. Instead, when you go and do your own thing, your own way, what happened? Usually, you end up flat on your face. Let God in more than just for a moment. He wants to be by your side. What is it today that you want to include God in? I would ask you to renew your commitment to God when it comes to your everyday connection. I get it that it's easy for us to go to church once, maybe if we're lucky twice, and bonus if it's three times a week. And we focus there for an hour, maybe two max at a time. And then we get back in the car and we go about our way only to find out that, yeah, it's our way, not his way. And we don't really remember much as to what was spoken in those two brief hours to lead us the next 3 or 4 days down the road. So quickly we forget. So quickly we run and hide. We go the other direction, yet we crawl back to Him, begging for mercy, asking for forgiveness when it's convenient on our time. Be willing to sit at His feet, waiting patiently on His direction. How many times have you cried out saying, Lord, I need an answer like now? Like, just strike me down with lightning. Tell me exactly what I need to do. Talk to Him. Talk to Him more rather than demanding answers. And when is it in your day that you can pause just long enough to create a moment, a holy moment, where you're caught in His presence? Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Lead me to You in my every day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.